At CFM, it's Lee and Jess for breakfast. Tickets are on sale right now to the supercars this weekend at Simmons Plains through tickettech.com.au. And racing this year for the Truck Assist Racing Team is Jack LeBrock. He's with us now. Good morning, mate.
Good morning, mate. How you going?
Good. You've had a pretty good couple of years, which is obviously evident on the on your position at the moment. 11, which isn't too bad.
Yeah, it's not too bad at the moment. We're working on it. So I've got to get a little bit more consistency there and... Yeah, hopefully add a few more podiums and wins this year.
Fingers crossed. We've been checking in with everyone this week. How have you spent your week since that date change? Obviously, it was pushed back a little bit.
Yeah, I haven't really done too much. I got to the footy on the weekend, which was all right. So, but yeah, it's quite chilly here in Melbourne. I think winter's finally starting to set in. So just trying to stay warm.
And when do you head to Tassie?
We're heading down Friday morning.
Yeah,
so,
cool.
Yeah, be in and out. Be only there for a couple of nights. So, yeah, not ideal, but it would have been nice to spend a bit of time down there and travel around.
Jack, you're a FIFO worker.
What's that? Oh, coming in and out.
Yeah
basically.
Yeah.
Same thing, you know, we just don't have to sit on the plane for 4 hours and get over it.
Mate, tell us about the car you're bringing over this year.
Yeah, so just the new Ford Mustang that Tickford built this year. So I was lucky enough to get a new car for 2021. So, yeah, hopefully she's a good thing. It's been quite strong this year so far for us, and the team's going really well with all three of our cars. So, yeah, fingers crossed she's fast down in Tassie, and the Tickford team can have a good run.
As one of the younger drivers, do you still find yourself getting like a little bit starstruck by some of the veterans?
No, I suppose at the very beginning I probably was. A couple of years ago, when I made my had my first year, I was actually sharing a garage with Craig Lowndes, who was my childhood idol growing up, and followed him pretty closely. So yeah, that was pretty cool back then. So yeah, it was very definitely lucky to have that chance.
Way to make Craig feel a bit older.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, sorry, Craigie.
And of course, we've got quite a unique track here in Tassie. Do you look forward to a couple of laps around Simmons?
Yeah, I do. Yeah, Simmons is always nice to me. We always have some good success there. So. Fingers crossed it goes the same this weekend, but it always produces good racing, and the short chart lap makes qualifying very interesting, and it's going to be very, very close this weekend. So, yeah, it should be a good weekend.
School holidays here in Tassie at the moment. If there are any kids listening that want to pursue a career in motorsport, what avenues would you suggest they take?
Karting. Karting's probably where it all starts. So, yeah, just get out there, get yourself a car, try and twist mum and dad's arm into getting you one, and go have a bit of fun, and, yeah, just see where it takes you.
We've got a couple of locations we can do that here on the northwest coast, which is good.
Absolutely. Yeah. We think a little bit about like injuries, you know, that you could potentially sustain when driving a vehicle at such speed, and, of course, you just think the absolute worst. But you're still recovering at the moment from a foot injury, yeah?
Yeah, it's actually almost good to go now.
Yeah.
So, yeah, been a bit of long old progress. It's third-degree burns on the bottom of my foot from Bathurst.
Wow.
So it's a little bit nasty, but at least avoided the skin grafts and all that sort of crazy stuff. But,
that's not something you'd even think about.
What's that, sorry?
That's not something that the average person would even think about, but you guys are really putting yourself through it out there.
Yeah, it's one of the things. Like, these cars just get so hot. Everything's... taken out of them to make them as light as possible. So, with the heat circulating around, it's one thing that I suppose can bite us. But, fingers crossed it's the only time it happened to me. It wasn't the most pleasant experience.
I bet. Hey, best of luck for this weekend at Simmons. Great to chat. Jack LeBrock, cheers for your time.
Yeah, thanks, guys. Have a good one.